Good morning. Today we are continuing a question that we saw yesterday. Is there a din of simcha on the day that we have a bris milah? And we're going to discuss today two questions based on that background. Number one is there a problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, which means if we have a sudas bris milah, but it falls on a certain holiday, for example, Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a time of simcha, or Purim, we're also sameach. Should we not have the suuda of the bris milah? The bris milah, of course, we should have. That has to be bismano, especially if it's on the eighth day. But how about the su'uda? If there's a problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, we don't combine two smachos, should we push off or not have the su'udas bris milah because it falls on a day of simcha? So in that regard, Tosfos in Moed Katan says as follows. He's talking about ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't combine two smachos. He says that a su'udas bris milah, it is permitted to have it on Chol HaMoed. Why? He brings two reasons. Number one, he says there's no simcha, deleka simcha, or at least there's not enough simcha when it comes to having a sudas bris milah. So there's not simcha there. There's a sudan Chol HaMoed. That's a simcha, but there's no problem ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha because the suda bris milah isn't a simcha. Why not? How do we see that? So in fact, that is a Gemara in Ksubos that says there that we do not say the bracha of shasimcha b'ma'ono, that this is a time of simcha, as we do say at a sheva brachas, at a chuppah, at the sheva brachas, at a wedding, because the simcha b'ma'ono, but at a bris, at the su'ud of a bris, we don't say this bracha because of the tsa'ar d'yat lianoka, because of the pain that the child is in. So based on that, Tosfos explains that there's no real simcha of at a su'uda, at a bris milah, and accordingly, there's no problem of having a su'uda on Chol HaMoed. No problem, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. He does bring a second reason as well, why we can have the su'uda for a bris on Chol HaMoed, kevin shizmano kavur, because there's a set time. You have to have the su'uda on the day of the bris. We have to celebrate Chol HaMoed on the day of Chol HaMoed. We have to have simcha for each of them at the proper time, and accordingly we cannot nullify one because of the other, because they each have to happen on that same day. So in this regard, the Shulchan Aruch in paskening about having a su'uda and a bris milah on certain days of happiness, so that the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter to get married. We're not talking about a bris milah yet. To get married on Purim. That's mutter. And he continues, there's no problem with ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, and the Ramah adds on, certainly you can have a pidyon and a ben, and on that, the Mishnah Berurah adds on, that also not a problem of a bris milah. De'bazeh ein simcha kol kach, because, explains the Mishnah Berurah, having the bris milah, having the suit of the bris milah on Purim, there's not such a simcha to cause there to be a problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So we see there also the Mishnah Berurah talking about Purim, that the bris milah doesn't have such a simcha, that the same thing would apply on Chol HaMoed. Not a problem having a suit of a bris milah on days of holidays, because the simcha of a bris milah doesn't rise to the level, either there's no simcha, or it doesn't rise to the level of simcha that there would be a problem of, that we are combining two simchas. The next question that we have, tachanun, on the day that we have a bris, for example, there's a bris in the shul, or somebody involved in the bris, the father of the baby is davening in the minyan, do we say tachanun or not? So on a high level, if this is a day of simcha, then we shouldn't say the tachanun. However, if it's not a day of simcha, which we implied just now based on that Tosfos, then we should continue to say the tachanun. So in fact, the Maharil, the grandfather, who is Koveya, Ashkenazic Minhagim, he says in a day that we have a mitzvah of milah, mitzvahs milah, ein hatzibur noflim b'techina, we don't say tachanun. Why not? Because we don't say tachanun b'yom ella b'yom tzara, except on a day of sorrow, on a normal day. However, on a day that we have simcha, the day of a bris milah is a day of simcha, we would not say tachanun. And he brings a pasuk from Tehillim based on a Gemara that makes this drasha, sas anochi alim rasecha. Sas is a form of simcha. It's like simcha, same as simcha, but it is certainly happiness, And accordingly, that is talking about Mila, that we have happiness on a Mila, and accordingly, a day of Simcha, we do not say Tachanun. So in that regard, the Tshuvas Ateres Paz says just what we've said, and he builds it out a lot. He says on the day that we have a Bris Mila, it is a day of Simcha, we do not say Tachanun. He brings from the Mishnah Berurah, who quotes the Magen Giburim, the Ikar Atam Shein Omrim Nefilas Apayim. The main reason that we don't say Nefilas Apayim, we don't say Tachanun, when there's a Bris Mila, is because of Simcha. And accordingly, if any of the Ba'alei Bris are there, what are the Ba'alei Bris? The father of the son, his father of the boy who's having the Bris, the Sandik or the Mohel, if any of them are there, davening with the minion, be'echad mi'batei ha'knesset shebir, in any of the shuls, even if the Bris is not going to be there, we do not say Nefila Sapayim. So in that regard, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, we are no heg nagu shelo lipal apaneim, we are no heg to not say Tachanun, as Nefila Sapayim. Then he brings three times. Number one, in a base Avel, when somebody is sitting Shiva in the house there, they do not say Nefila Sapayim, there's no Tachanun. And also, when we have a Chasan there, when there is somebody who just got married with the, during the Sheva Brachas, we do not say Tachanun. And in addition, number three, the Beis HaKnesses B'yom HaMila, in a shul, on the day that there is a Mila, we do not in that shul say Tachanun. So the Ramah says as follows, that that applies only in that shul. Avalim Ein HaMila B'Beis HaKnesses. If the Mila is in a different shul, it's only in that different shul that they would not say Nefila Sapayim. In other shuls, you indeed would say Nefila Sapayim. Now, there are other minhag in this regards. The Ateres Akenim says as follows. He brings the minhag of Dura, that on the day that there is a Bris Mila in any of the shuls in a city, so if you can imagine that, any of the shuls in the city, the entire city would not say Tachanun. Why is that? And it's a very fascinating rationale. Eliyahu Baliir, Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to the city to celebrate. That is a Simcha. Tachanun was not said in any of the city. That would mean in our major metropolitan areas, basically there's going to be a Mila or multiple Milas every day. Certainly in Yerushalayim, in New York, in Bnei Brak, could be other places as well. I just don't know. If there's a Mila in town, then Tachanun would not be said. So just continuing various minhagim, the Be'er Heitev brings from the Knesset HaGdola that we don't say Tachanun in a shul, that the Baal HaBris is davening, or any of the Baal HaBris even if the Mila is not going to be there. So there are many minhagim in this regard. We'll just close off with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who brings how most places are noheg, that if there is a Mila in shul, in that shul we don't say Tachanun. And in addition, and independent of that, even if the Mila is not in the shul, but one of the Bali HaBris davens in that minyan, for example, the father, or the Sandik, or the Mohel, there were also would not be Tachanun in that minyan. There are many, many questions in this regard, and many different minhagim, and indeed a shaila should be asked. Each place should adhere to its own minhagim, but we certainly covered the fundamentals of the issue. And Emir Tashem, tomorrow we will continue with other ramifications of a Bris Mila, and a Sudas Bris Mila being called a day of Simcha. Have a wonderful day.